Clock has struck 9 a.m. and we will call this meeting to order. We have first order of business will be to swear in our two new regents. And I'll ask them to meet me up front and we'll do the oath of office. We have Linda Ball, who is from Lexington, and David Franklin, who we all know here as our NPR. There you go. We go ahead. Only in Kentucky, and go stand right there, and if you'll raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth, and be faithful and true to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully execute to the best of your ability, the office of member of the Board of Regents of Western Kentucky University, according to law. And do you further solemnly swear that since the adoption of the present Constitution, you being a citizen of the state, have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within the state, nor out of it, nor have you sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor have you acted as a second carrying a challenge, nor aided or assisted any person thus offended. So help you God. All right. Affirmative actions. As part of being on the Board of Regents, a tradition was established a number of years ago by former President Ramsdell to award anyone that serves on this board a pin, which you can wear proudly, certainly on the occasions here at Western. And the only people who get these pins are people who serve on the board. So, Linda, let's see if we, are we going to injure anything here?
Thank you.
I think everyone on the board agrees that it's a great privilege to be able to serve on this board, and certainly we've got meaningful work and maybe the greatest joy of this board or any board is the relationships that you form as we all strive to improve our university. So,
thank you.
I think that. Yeah.
On count three. One, two, three. And another one, two, three.
Thank you.
Now ask Secretary Regent Higdon to have a roll call.
Chair Bale.
Present.
Regent Paul.
Present.
Regent Franklin.
Present.
Regent Ernst.
Present.
Regent Higdon.
Present.
Regent Henson.
Present.
Regent Johnson.
Present.
Regent Mayer.
Present.
Regent McKinney.
Present.
Regent Nichols. Is he joining us?
He is not.
Regent Porter.
Present.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum of 10 regents being present.
Thank you very much. We have copies of our minutes from the special budget approval meeting of June 22nd, 2018. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to review those. And if so, we'll entertain a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
Second by Regent McKinney. I Any discussion? Not. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion and minutes are passed. We have our usual consent agenda today, and way of announcement, the committees of the board met on June 22nd to discuss each item on their respective agendas and recommended submitting the agenda items to the full board for consent action, with the exception of FB4 and all of the executive committee items. These items should be removed from the consent agenda for discussion and separate vote. Regent McKinney has agreed to assume the chairmanship of the Academic Affairs Committee, and I will now ask him to present those action items.
Does anybody want to pull any of the action items out of the consent agenda and vote on them separately? If not, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Do we have any presentations or any discussion? Okay. Does anybody have any anything they'd like to bring up or discuss? Not. Call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Harsh none.
Well, that leads for our new regents, our committee meetings are where a lot of this work gets done, and actually each one of those items that were presentations for and discussion during our committee meetings. So this becomes somewhat perfunctory, but a lot of thought and work did go into getting to today. Alright, with that, our next committee report is Finance and Budget. I'll ask Richard Johnson to take that over.
Alright, we have three consent agenda items, FBs 1, 2, and 3. Would anybody like to remove those from the consent agenda? I hear any requests. I'll entertain a motion to approve consent agenda items FB1, FB2, and FB3.
So moved.
I have a motion by Commissioner Hagan.
Second.
Quarter. Any further discussion or comments? And I assume you don't want to say that on any of these?
Not on the consent ones.
No discussion, then I'll call for a vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. Consent agenda items passed unanimously. We have a separate item, action financial budget item number 4, which was not presented during the course of the committee meeting. Came up afterwards. In such case, we treat them separately. So before we start, and I will entertain a motion for approval of the parking and transportation reserve allocation.
So moved.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Jason McKinney. Ann?
Yes. Our practice is that certain programs, it makes sense to reserve carry forward for a larger purchase. That applies to sometimes capital projects and definitely for large equipment. And this, what we're asking you to do is draw $215,000 from approximately $700,000 that's being held for our parking and transportation program. This will allow us to refurbish 2 buses, and as your agenda item indicates, this is a cost-effective way to extend the life. It takes a fair amount of time, and we needed lead time. So I apologize for the lateness of not coming through committee, but we would appreciate being able to draw from the reserve and be able to meet the campus needs.
Just one question. Alternatively, we would be in a position where we might have to go out and buy buses. Is that correct? And that is a significant cost. I think you indicated $400,000 per bus. Mm-hmm. So we do generate significant savings, and it has been reserved for. Anybody have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote on the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. Motion carries unanimous. That's our agenda.
All right. For anyone paying attention, they know how busy the Finance and Budget Committee has been over the last 10 or 12 months. And for those who weren't at our retreat yesterday, we did have a great discussion concerning the new RAMP model and what implications it has in moving our university forward. And so I thank Chair Johnson and everyone that's worked so hard on that. Next, we go to the Executive Committee and the action items, which will be dealt with individually. We have approval of Staff America appointments as listed. President Kaboom, do you wish to say anything about those?
I'll introduce Greg Hackbarth, who's the outgoing Staff Council Chair. And one of the things that I'm proud of is that as an institution, we not only recognize the service of faculty with America's appointments, but also the service of staff. And that is, it's a wonderful, honorific way to celebrate the investment of one's life in this institution.
Well, thank you. I'm here today to present the nomination of Bill Edwards, commonly known as Doc E, for Staff Emeritus status. Staff Emeritus is an award bestowed upon retired staff members in recognition of distinguished service to WKU. And Bill would be only the second recipient of the award since its inception in 2016. He retired recently as Associate AD after almost five decades of service at WKU. He began his career at WKU as a student and student athletic trainer in 1970. He completed BS and MA degrees from WKU in 74 and 76, serving as Phi Delta Theta president from 73 to 74. He earned certification with the National Athletic Trainers Association in 75 and has maintained it since. In 77, he began teaching for the School of Kinesiology, Recreation, and Sport, and served as an assistant athletic trainer. He became head athletic trainer in 1983 and then associate AD in 2009. He has been inducted into both the Kentucky Athletic Trainers Society's Hall of Fame and the WKU Hall of Distinguished Alumni. And he was once named Volunteer for the Year by the Alumni W Club. He has also served on the boards of KATS and the W Club. In his capacity as leader, he has overseen the growth of the WKU training program from a staff of three to now 12 certified athletic trainers, along with groups of sports medicine specialists, physicians, and physical therapists. Along the way, he worked with over 200 student athletic trainers and 29 associate athletic trainers. He's worked with legendary names like John Oldham, Jimmy Fikes, Jim Richards, Clint Haskins, Jack Harbaugh, and many others. And I imagine all of them would tell us that Bill was a large part of their success. The staff council would like to echo Associate AD Mike Gaddy's words in saying that we encourage you to award this status to someone who does not expect it, but would completely respect and honor the distinction, which is given in recognition for great passion towards our university. Thank you.
Good. Do you need to add anything to that?
That covers it pretty well. He's a very loyal and honorable guy. Like Rick said, almost 5 decades.
He's a legend across Kentucky as far as athletic trainers. It's not a stretch to say. Anyone have any other comments? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve it.
Thank you. Second.
Second.
Second from Regent Porter. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. You can pass that good news along to Doc.
Great. Thank you.
Next, we have approval for naming of some designated rooms. And
is we just have one today, gift from Dr. Patrick Leach. Dr. Leach is a Louisville native. He's a 1992 biology grad from WKU, and he's now an orthopedic surgeon in Fort Myers, Florida. And he has made a gift to name a faculty advising office in Ogden Hall. And the funds will go to the Ogden College Innovation Fund.
Good. I'll entertain the motion.
So moved.
Motion by Regan Thompson. Second by Regent Ernst. Any further discussion? Questions? If not, all those in favor of approval of the naming of that room for Dr. Patrick Leach, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign. Motion passes. Next, we have approval for addendum to the athletic employment contract of Amy Cooper.
Hi, Amy's our head softball coach. She is an alum. She has been our coach for 5 years, done an outstanding job. We won the conference championship, been to the NCAA tournament a couple years ago, beat North Carolina and Georgia in the NCAA tournament. Her contract has expired, so we need to act on that. I think she has well positioned the program for this coming year. Strong academics too. It's just done a solid job across the board.
Right. Say a motion.
So moved.
Bridget Higdon.
Second.
Second from Bridget Brinkley. Any further discussion? All those in favor of approval of the addendum to the athletic employment contract of Amy Cooper, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Thank you, Todd. The next item concerns our strategic plan, which most people in the room know how many hours of work have gone into that over the last 10 months or so. I believe it was October when we convened the initial meeting. It cast a broad net across the campus and the community, and every one of the Board of Regents was part of at least one of the committees that were formed to do the study and the work that has culminated with the product that we all have in our possession, and we discussed at length yesterday. I thought it was a great discussion and meeting at our retreat concerning this strategic plan, which is the roadmap, hopefully, for the next 10 years. As was mentioned at the retreat, this is a living, breathing document. It's not being etched in stone. And as Bruce Schulte, our biology co-chair, said, it's mutable. And so as times and circumstances change, the strategic plan will change with it. But it's a document that if I read the mood of the board correctly yesterday, I think everybody is in agreement and grateful for the great amount of work that went into it. President Boney, would you like to make any?
Regent Bell, thank you, Chair Bell. I want to echo your thanks for both Bruce Schulte and Paul Potter's leadership in this effort. This was a semi-Herculean task, I'm not sure they understood when I asked if I was asking them to do, but they have a better understanding now that it's complete. I'm thankful for their leadership. The steering committee did a terrific job at interpreting and shaping the final document. The co-chairs of each of the working groups invested significant time, along with the hundreds of working group members and other individuals who provided direct feedback, to craft white papers. And so what I think we have in front of us, and I appreciated the fulsome discussion yesterday, is not just a roadmap for where we are, but an aspirational piece that will help set the tone for how the university climbs to greater heights in the next decade.
Any comments? Discussion? The speaker may have gotten talked out yesterday, but feel free to chime in if you had a thought during your sleep last night. Service.
Phil and I discussed sleeping and what you should do to sleep well, so he's an expert in this. I received a couple emails from faculty last night, and concerning the item I raised, central advising. And so I just want to go on record that there is some great deal of concern among faculty that this centralized advising might actually hurt academic advising. And so I'm asking that the way this ought to be implemented is that those units who are thinking they're doing already a great job, that they will be allowed to continue to do this and not feel like stepped upon by the centralization approach.
I appreciate the concern, Klaus. And as we discussed yesterday, what we know nationally is best practices for particularly first year and even second year advising is a centralized system. What we had been doing was working. Our persistence and retention rate would not be where it is today. And so I appreciate and I'm aware of the concern around what a change to a centralized first and second year advising program might do. And we will certainly pay attention to that. We will focus on making sure we partner with the colleges. But as I described yesterday, this is more than just academic advising. And I understand faculty's concerns about the way in which we would do that from the center. We're going to partner with our decanal colleagues and certainly the faculty in the college to make sure we give the best course-taking advice possible. But this is not just course-taking advice. This is about helping make sure our students have access to, in a single location, all of the services that a first and second year student need to be successful at WKU. That includes access to mental health advice, career counseling, financial aid counseling, course-taking, but also social integration. We know our students are challenged in multiple ways, and the way in which we're going to tether all of our services to them is not by forcing them to run around campus to access all these services, but to come to a single entry point where we serve them instead of having them run around for our convenience. And so I appreciate the concerns. We'll pay very close attention to them, but my job is to move our persistence and retention numbers. And we've seen nationally that this works. And so I'm mindful of the concerns, and they've been heard.
Good.
All right. Thank you. Any other comments, questions, points of discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion for approval of our 2018 to 2028 WKU strategic plan.
I move approval.
Second.
Johnson, Richard Henson seconds. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like signs. The motion passes. Very good. Please pass on our sincere thanks to all the co-chairs, especially Bruce and Paula, but the co-chairs of all the committees. All right.
Chair, I move at this time that the board go into closed session as provided in KRS 61.810.1 for the following discussions. First, deliberation, future acquisition or sale of real property by the university, and secondly, discussion of proposed pending litigation against or on behalf of the university.
Second. Bridget Kinney. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those like sign. We'll go into closed session and ask that we clear the room. Make a note that the live streaming will be disconnected during the closed session. That we have come out of closed session with no action taken. And we are now back in open session. We have few announcements, and I'm going to pass around the schedule of our 2019 meetings, which we hopefully will all quickly get on our calendars. I also have a list of the committee assignments.
which are little changed from last year. Jason McKinney has gracefully assumed the chair of the academic committee, which appreciate, as we discussed yesterday with our bylaws discussion. You know, all of this is kind of up for debate, and we should all be thinking about how our meetings can best be conducted whenever we do pass new bylaws or decide to do things differently. In the meantime, as we all no doubt realize, with the way business has been done and will continue to be done in the meantime, is that we're all intricately involved with each committee and certainly anyone with opinions about any of these issues and topics has ample opportunity to express them in our committee meetings and our board meetings. So I'm going to pass these around for everyone. We have some dates of significance listed. I would encourage anyone and everyone that can attend the faculty and staff convocation, which our president will conduct on Friday, August 24th. I believe the centerpiece of that may be our strategic plan and his aspirational goals for the university moving forward. Another really nice affair every year is the Hall of Fame recognition banquet, which will occur just before the Friday before homecoming. And Linda and David, I think you probably think that every year anyway, but Linda, if you haven't been to one of those in a few years, it really is a nice recognition for some Western alumni who have distinguished themselves in their careers. So, one other informational item is through feedback from board members. I have completed the inaugural year assessment of our president's performance, and we'll issue a letter to him today at the conclusion of our meeting. I think there was certainly unanimous feeling that he has performed remarkably in his first year as a university president, and highlighted by what we discussed yesterday, our strategic planning process, our budget process, which all of us have also been involved in. I think in the process of that, maybe his greatest achievement may be a culture that will pay great dividends as we go forward. He has demonstrated that he is energetic, he's articulate, he listens well, and he's an aspirational strategic thinker. And those were things that, as we went through the presidential search process, we were looking for, and I think he's filled the bill remarkably well. Does anyone have any other comments? Or, they wish to bring before the board today? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Regent Johnson. Second, Regent McKinney. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those like sign. We stand adjourned.